Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. To hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com.
We bring the Connecting Faith professors to bear on the Christmas season. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. I'm Ryan Thomas. In our monthly installment of Ask the Professor, University of Northwestern St. Paul's Dr. Mark Muska and Dr. Brad Sickler spoke to a submitted question from a listening friend as to the significance and meaning of the gifts the wise men gave baby Jesus.
And it says, when they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And coming into the house, they saw the child with Mary his mother, and they fell to the ground and worshipped him. Then opening their treasures, they presented to him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And then it talks about them departing. So I don't think you can separate the one from the other. They fall down to worship him. They acknowledge him for who he is. And this is a way to honor someone that they esteem in this kind of a way, is to give them these gifts. So I don't know if we can look any further than that.
Well, and there's some speculation that these were very valuable gifts, and so they could have been used to providentially support the financing of the flight to Egypt.
To Egypt, yeah.
And that they would have needed some means to do that they might not have had otherwise.
Yeah, I don't know if Mary and Joseph were impoverished, but they certainly didn't have money overflowing out of their pockets either, that they were very common folk.
What do you think about when the Magi came to visit? I've heard a couple of people talking about that recently.
I'm not sure what you mean when. You mean the timeline for
it? Yeah, like how old Jesus was. There's some speculation that, you know, when we see it in the Christmas scene,
he's there in the manger, yes,
right? But, and that was almost certainly not the case. Well, it actually says they were at the house. They were at a house. And then some, you know, there's a sort of outer limit of maybe 2 years after the birth, because that's how old the children were that Herod commanded to be killed. But there's some room in there. Do you have a position on that, Mark?
No, Matthew's timeline is vague, because there's two or three ways that he could have indicated that months went by. I agree with you. I think it's quite a leap to say that they came right to the stable where Jesus was in this manger, the way we like to show it in our lawn displays and this kind of stuff. For example, after Jesus was born, it says in Matthew 2:1 that Magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem, but it says in the days afterward, but we don't know how many days that is. And then it says in verse 13, now when they had gone, an angel appeared to Joseph in a dream and alerted him to flee. Verse 16, then when Herod saw he had been tricked by the Magi, who knows how many months that would have taken for him to be tricked. So I go more in the area of it's substantial. The 2 years thing comes from Herod's dictum, the horrible thing of killing all the children 2 years and younger, that he wants to be complete there. Now, it could be that it only happened a year earlier and he just wants to be vindictive here and punish the Jewish people. But that may be that's an awfully thin twig to be sitting on in the tree. I think we'd have to be careful about drawing too many conclusions from that.